Finally, sitting up, bro. Do you know how much you notice your posture in that chair?
Yeah. Do you mean my particular posture?
Your particular posture. We're keeping this in, by the way.
Sure.
Because I feel like people should.
We should address it.
Yeah. You need to get commented on it about it. You have a much better walk than me. My walk is fucking mad. I walk like a bit of a weirdo. But I feel like I've got really tight, like a really tight lower back that needs to be on it. I don't stretch.
Yeah, you got like a bit of a bop to your walk.
Yeah. Whereas you walk quite...
I glide. I'm graceful when
yeah,
I walk.
Yeah. It's like you're flying, bruh.
Yeah.
Like the Jetsons, one of those ones. You probably don't even know what the Jetsons are.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, oh, okay. It had that intro where she nicks his wallet, jumps out the spaceship, and then he's like...
Jetsons.
Where the fuck are you going, bitch?
No, that's not it. I was doing a little mixture of Flintstones and Jetsons there. I was going to do Jetsons. Meet the Jetsons. But it's not that.
Flintstones was so good.
I can't
remember how the theme tune went. But I remember...
I think apparently it was set like close to this sort of year, around this or 2030 or something like that. Where's the flying cars, bruh?
I think that they all thought they were going to have flying cars, didn't they? It's so funny seeing
what a letdown.
All their theories for the future, and it's like we're nowhere near. You've taken like huge jumps in your time, and in our time, we've like actually, to be fair, we've got VR, we've got AI, we're going into space.
Oh my god, AI, bruh.
AI.
Oh. Oh, well, we've spoken about that before anyway, but...
Hella scary.
Hella scary, and is actually quite fantastic.
I heard ChatGPT is going a bit nuts.
But it's actually sick. It's actually sick. it's so good. I've used it previously in like cover letters, helped with my CV.
Oh, nice.
Emails, everything.
But I heard now it's... what's it? It's... telling people that it's going to kill them and something about nuclear codes.
Huh?
This was on Instagram, so this is probably like completely untrue.
Oh my god!
Imagine the drama.
Would not be surprised, bruh, because it scares the living crap out of me.
One of these days. One of these days.
But talking about how things have developed.
Yes.
I thought I'll and as we mentioned last week, we're starting. We're going to be starting a little book of bruh. Gaming channel.
Yeah, we set that up actually. If you have a little look, there's no videos on there. It's a pretty empty channel.
Yeah.
But soon it won't be.
But the one thing that we did fully set up was the Amazon list. So if you want to follow the link in the bio, mm-hmm. click it, and just buy our stuff. You don't need to buy something off the list, obviously, but you could just buy anything you want.
You can actually buy anything you want, which I'm very nervous about because...
yeah.
Anything could turn up.
yeah, anything could literally turn up, which I think is fantastic.
It's a great idea.
So I
feel like someone's going to find a way to Amazon me some asbestos, and then
I'm
going to open it. I'll be like, oh, good, I'm dead now.
Yeah, sure. Bomb making equipment or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, a bit
like
of
that.
Uranium.
But with all of that said, I thought it would be nice to go through the top. Top 10 selling games ever of all time.
Oh.
Of all time. So I'm talking back from 70s, 80s, or I don't know, way back to now.
Oh, wow. All the way to like Tetris.
All the way back.
Shit, son.
All the way back. Okay. To whatever. I don't even know what the first game would have been. Maybe that. Is it Pong? Do you remember that?
It bounces from one side to the other, table tennis sort of thing. Yeah.
Well, a fantastic game, though.
It was, yeah.
Brilliant game, bro.
I've seen that they're coming out with a film for Tetris with Taron Egerton.
What?
Yeah, they make a film for anything these days.
What?
But I think he's the guy that has made the game. And at the time, I guess it would have been revolutionary because any sort of new video game would have been like, this is incredible.
Yeah. And Tetris is incredible.
Tetris is.
it's so simple.
Never gets boring.
Oh, my God. Imagine who actually owns Tetris. He must be balling.
Still making money to this day.
Easily, bruh. That Tetris will go on forever. Everyone will always like a little bit of Tetris.
Yeah.
I don't think many people have it on their phones, like, I don't know, Candy Crush and stuff like that. But there's always...
It's not generic.
Yeah, no, it's not. Yeah. But anyway, do you want to give a little bit of a guess of what you think might be up there?
Guess, okay.
So top 10, bruh. What would your top 10 be?
We'll go through that after.
Okay, cool.
I reckon. Right. But don't tell me if I'm on it.
No.
Because you go through, I'll respect and honour your list.
Why would I tell you if you're right?
But my predictions are going to be...
Yeah, give us your 2023 predictions, bro.
Mario, probably.
Oh, okay.
I think that Tron might be on there.
Tron? I don't know what that is.
They made the film about it.
That's
what I'm basing my ideas off.
Oh, I didn't know there was a game. I knew there was a film. I didn't know there was a game.
Legend of Zelda.
Ah, okay.
I reckon Breath of the Wild is probably one of those as well.
What are you talking about?
Zelda Breath of the Wild?
Oh, right. Oh, sorry. I thought that was a different game.
Yeah, there's Legend of Zelda, the old school one. And there's Breath of the Wild, which was the one on Switch, which is like a big open world one.
Oh, right.
And I haven't played that, but it looks legit.
Oh, I've never played any Zelda in my life.
Nor have I.
Oh, is it? No, that surprises me.
I never had any of that N64 or anything like that.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, sad times.
You was in your books, bruh.
I was in my books.
Yeah. Paid off, though. Look at you.
Thanks, man.
Look at you, bruh.
Hey, look at this posture.
Yeah, exactly. This
shitty
posture. Yeah, that's true, yeah. Go on. So what else?
Maybe Batman Arkham Asylum. That was Game of the Decade for the 2000s, I think it was.
I'd like to take this
2010s.
Take a pause in this and just call you a dumb fuck. But please carry on.
Do you ever play Batman Arkham Asylum?
I have.
If it's on this list,
I mean, yeah, I haven't actually looked through, so I hope I don't eat my words. But why would you think Batman Arkham Asylum is going to be on the best list of all time?
Because it got Game of the Decade.
And what? So what?
Of the decade.
So what's that from 2010 to 2020?
I think it was somewhere between 2010s to 2020s.
Nah, bro, shut up, man. What's 10 years?
A decade, bro. That's significant.
I mean, I know what it is, but
it's a significant amount of time.
It's a huge significant amount of time. but not in the whole area of gaming.
Yeah, maybe.
But whatever, you do your list. Sorry. But you're still done.
Do you know what? I'm out.
Okay.
Yeah. After the way you just spoke to me, I'm done with it.
You're upset after
Let's
that
just
one.
Read what the actual list is.
All right, so,
actually, no, wait, what's yours? Hot shot.
Oh, what would mine be? So mine would have to be obviously Super Mario.
What you think is on there?
Yeah, I think is on there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Super Mario's got to be on there because that was one of the first games.
Sure.
What else was there? Bomberman? Bomberman's legit.
Bomberman was good.
And bruh, it's not what. Hey, watch your tenses, bruh. Bomberman is still sick.
No, it was good.
What, bro?
No one plays Bomberman anymore.
I still play Bomberman now and again.
God, you dusty old fuck.
It's good game.
Nah.
It is good. Oh, man, I beg you. Who people must agree. People will 100% agree.
I'll put this on the TikTok video and we'll see. Comment.
Comment, man. 100%, bro. Bomberman is a sick game. I can't believe you shouldn't shade it like that.
Right, watch where you speak to me. Right? check your tone this episode. Because you've been getting aggressive these games.
I don't know what's happened.
Let's just do the list.
Feeling really passionate about this.
Just do the list.
All right. Oh my God. One of a massive one I forgot. And you forgot as well.
Oh, is it Pac-Man?
Number 10, Pokemon.
Oh, damn.
Dang, man.
Which one?
Gen 1. Of course. Everyone, who's your best Gen 1? Who's your favourite Gen 1, sorry?
My favourite Gen 1 was probably Charmander. No, not Charmander, Charmeleon.
Charmeleon?
Yeah, he just had that attitude. He had that swag.
What? Who liked Charmeleon? I mean, it's nice. There's always got to be someone who likes the dust.
Well, Charmander was like, you know, the little cutesy one. I think Charizard was just a little bit overrated. Like,
bro,
he was cool and everything.
Charizard was my favourite. Charizard was lit, bro.
Oh, do you know what? Gengar.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Really?
What? Yeah, Gengar was cool.
Oh, you saying that? I was chatting to one of my students the other day. He's into skateboarding and stuff like this.
Nice.
He had like this fancy ass skateboard, and then on the top of the board, it was all like obviously it's like sparkly or whatever. But then with a layer of like lacquer on it or whatever. But
lacquer. Yeah.
No, not lycra.
Lacquer.
Lacquer.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, lycra.
yeah, I guess in retrospect that doesn't make any sense. But
built into this board was a shiny Gengar.
That's cool.
It was pretty cool.
That's very cool. Yeah.
But the bit that was annoying was that the cutout for the Gengar, it wasn't 100% like rectangular. It was a little bit wavy and it kind of annoyed me. But still cool. That's still weird, man. Charizard was the main man. When you was opening those packs and then you saw you got like a shiny Charizard back in the day.
Different.
Oh my
no,
God.
No, that's different. The Pokemon cards, sure, because I think Charizard was the most powerful one at the time. Apart from getting like Mew or Mewtwo.
Did you actually like play Pokemon cards? Like play the game?
I think we attempted it, but it was more just like top trumps and it was just like, oh, who's power and we just and I did have a Charizard. I was just like, I think every game they didn't want to play because they were just like, well, it's just only a matter of time before you get a Charizard out. And I was like, yeah, but I'll humor you until I do. Let's just play.
I remember this one time I was walking back home from school this sounds weird when I say it out loud, actually. I don't know why, but I was just walking past I could tell where I grew up. I grew up in West London. I was walking past Southall Park, and there was these bushes on the left-hand side. So I was walking down Uxbridge Road. There was these bushes on the left-hand side.
Oh, God.
And I saw, like, these two, like, black bin bags there.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I was like, oh. I'm like, why is there these two black bin bags there? This doesn't sound right. Maybe there's something missing in my
I feel like
memory.
You're going to get molested in this story. Like, where's it going?
No. And then there was just these two big black bin bags of Pokemon cards. And there was thousands.
Really?
So I ended up being like one of the top shotters of Pokemon cards in school. Just two huge bin bags of Pokemon cards.
That's so weird. How would they get there?
Yeah. And How's the story behind that?
What
is the story? I can't even remember. Why did I look there? I remember getting those bags and it was like glowing.
Nice.
It was incredible.
That's a dream. I open every bag I see on the side of the road because I know there's like a small chance it could be a bomb or something. But
you
hear those like glorious stories of, and then you just found like stacks of cash.
Oh my God. The amount of things. I found drugs on the side of the road.
Nice.
I actually handed it into the police.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were like, I found a load of brown powder.
Yeah, I think
it's heroin.
There was brown and white powder. So apparently the brown powder is spice or something.
Okay.
And then I don't actually know, but I was like, whoa.
Good job there, bro.
Taking off the streets, keeping kids safe, you know?
Yeah.
That guy.
Hey, look at you.
Yeah, I know. No, put a cape on me, bro.
Pillar of the community.
Yeah. Number nine,
mm-hmm.
Of course, Super Mario Brothers.
Of course.
Everyone loved starting. Did you have a Super Nintendo?
No.
Whoa.
I didn't have any of the Nintendos. I had a PS1, PS2, Xbox 360.
Okay.
And then I used my friend's PS4.
Was that the beginning of your journey?
PS1, yeah.
No way.
My parents didn't believe in it.
Damn, bruh.
I had to trick my grandparents into getting me a PS1.
Oh, how did you trick them?
They just asked me what I wanted and I was like, it's called a place that they were Cypriot. So I was like, a PlayStation 1.
Oh.
And they were like,
what, are they deaf?
No, but their English wasn't that good. So they were like, oh, PlayStation. PlayStation. So they managed to get one. And then sick. I remember my parents were pissed.
You must have loved them though.
It was good.
For to receive a PlayStation, you would have been like the most happiest kid
ever. I was screaming, yeah. But it was while I was in Cyprus and,
Received it in Cyprus.
I received it in Cyprus, and they were like, "Oh, well, you can't play it while you're here, but you can play it when you get back." And I was like,
"Oh, snap!
We're here for 3 months."
Yeah,
it was during a summer holiday, so it was just looking at it the whole time. I was like, "I'm going to wreck you when I get home."
I'm going to take you home and treat you so bad.
I'm going to play you for 3 days straight, girl.
Every morning, every night. Oh God,
we're not going to sleep for like 2 days straight.
You're going to get so hot. Oh my God.
Mm.
Well, I started from. I never had N64. I wish I did though. Mm. The only ones that I didn't really have was N64 and GameCube, which I kind of regret because the only reason I wanted those two was because of Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And GoldenEye. I never got to.
Yeah.
I only got to play at my friend's
GoldenEye
house.
GoldenEye was good. I reckon that's on that list as well.
No, man.
It was a good game.
But it was a good 100%, but it was only a good game on N64 or whatever.
Yeah.
It never really continued after that. But I had, Super Nintendo,
mm-hmm.
Sega Mega Drive.
Ooh.
There was this weird, like, other console. It was like super, super weird. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what it did. Then there was Sega Mega Drive. There was something in between that after that. Sega Mega Drive Express or something. Sega Mega Drive Advanced.
Dreamcast.
No, I don't think I had a Dreamcast.
There were so many consoles coming out at one point.
Then I went to PS1.
Nice.
PS2.
The classics, yeah.
PS3. Then I didn't get a PS4 for ages. So because I heard about the whole, oh, you got to pay for PS4 online, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, I ain't paying shit, son. So I went to Xbox 360.
Mm-hmm.
And then Xbox One came out, and I was like, oh, I'll get next. Yeah, I went to Xbox One. And then
I went over to your house and we were playing Xbox One.
Yeah, Xbox One, and then I went back to PS4.
Yeah, nice.
It was a nice little game journey.
Yeah,
anyway,
awesome.
Number 8, which I've never actually played, and I'm surprised it's up here, but Overwatch.
Overwatch is sick, you know.
Swear.
Really, really good, yeah. I think it was the first sort of game that did it really well. First person shooter, just moving the objectives and stuff.
Well,
everybody has a different ability. I think all the character design is really good as well.
Was it Overwatch before Halo?
Overwatch was much after Halo, but Overwatch.
But Halo was the one, bro.
Halo 1, yeah, is probably on that list because that was massive.
Okay.
30-year-old men everywhere played that game.
Well, yeah, Overwatch has. It got 50 million.
Damn. That doesn't surprise me. It's a good game.
50 million.
It's fun.
Oh, my God. God, I forgot about this game. Changed my life. Number 7, Red Dead Redemption.
I've never played it, you know. Yeah, I don't know why. I just never got into
what?
It. Yeah, I want to play the second one.
Yeah, Red Dead Redemption 2. Sorry.
Yeah, I reckon we could play that on the channel, bruh.
Bruh, that took over my life.
It took over a lot of my friends' lives. I remember what? I
bro,
didn't
that's
see
your
anyone
game.
For months.
That's you.
I know. I've heard so many good things.
The story mode was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole like setup of the game is you. It's your personality.
Fuck! Don't say that.
That is so mad.
I did want to get it, but I just didn't have. It's not my PS4, so I don't feel like I can be like, listen, I'm just going to start a second life on Red Dead Redemption 2. Yeah. I'm going to do 3 hours of fishing tonight because I want to get some sort of achievement.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Oh, my God. I remember spending days trying to hunt this, like, rare horse.
Yeah.
I was just there for days and days. Every time I did find it, I'll try and tame it, and then it'll just run away.
It's like some really fast white one, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's the one,
Shadow
man.
Facts.
Yeah. Oh,
I've seen some
God.
Playthroughs. Yeah.
That baby. I don't think I ever actually caught it. It was just, I'll try and get it, I'll jump on it, it'll butt me off, and then it'll run away, and oh.
That pissed me off. I would need closure. I need to open up the game again just to see that one off.
Well, yeah, maybe I should start again.
Hey, we can do it on the channel.
Yeah, I know, man. So many possibilities, bruh.
Yeah.
Number 6, Mario Kart.
Yep, makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
Makes a lot of sense.
It brings a lot of joy to a lot of families.
Yeah.
Great game. I remember on like maybe it was that GameCube or N64 or something where you could like cheat in one of them and you could like drive up a certain. I remember my brethren saying this. You could drive up a certain way, and if you bounce off it a certain way, you could like jump onto the other side of the track.
Is that on Rainbow Road?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of like people cheating it and glitching it. I don't know how they do it, but they seem to just skip the entire track.
Yeah, yeah.
And they barely actually touch the road. No, I want to fall off 100 times.
I want a clean win. And I'm sick at Mario Kart. I know I'm good at Mario Kart.
No, we'll see one day, bruh.
I mean, I know I'm good at Mario Kart. I'm so good at Mario Kart.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. We'll just see. No, we'll just find out one day.
Yeah, all right. Fine.
Yeah.
Number 5, I don't really rate this too much, PUBG.
Never played it.
Yeah, I played a little bit on my phone, but it just...
I think on your phone, surely it's not the same as on computer.
Yeah, but I think it... But didn't it make it famous off your phone? That's what really brought it... Brought it up again. It's had over 75 million
phone
downloads.
Games aren't there yet, apart from Flappy Bird. You know, it's just
oh my god,
it's no
remember
good.
Flappy Bird season.
Flappy Bird was big.
Jesus
bruh.
Christ! Even I mean, for the viewers that maybe watch this,
I think everyone's old enough. But
no, I was going to say, what game did you play when we went to Bournemouth to win the thing?
Space Invaders.
Oh my God, Space Invaders should be on here.
Definitely should be, yeah. That's a good game.
For you listeners, watchers, that's been around from day one.
Day dot.
If you remember seeing, what are they called again? Lava Lamps.
Yeah.
If you remember seeing Lava Lamps in the background, Mr. Abe in, was it Bournemouth or Brighton?
It was Clacton on Sea.
Oh, was it Clacton? Ah, we ended up spending a lot of time there just to... Because, bro, you got some addicted personality, bro.
I do. I really do. Yeah. And arcades are just me. They're like flashing lights. Loads of noises.
Yeah. Foil.
It's ADHD playground. But yeah, I got the high score on Space Invaders there. And then it printed out 500 tickets.
Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, that was fun. I'll play again. And then it gave me another 500 tickets. And then I was just like, I'm addicted. Let's just keep on going until I have enough to win a lava lamp. And we were probably there for like 30, 40 minutes, I think.
Nah, it was longer than that.
It didn't take me that many goes. I didn't get another 500 tickets.
It felt a long time.
Yeah.
Felt a long time.
I had to get that lava lamp.
But yeah. Number four, mm-hmm. with 82.9 million, ooh. Wii Sports.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big time in a lot of people.
Huge back in the day.
Yeah.
Huge.
And what sport did you used to like playing?
Ooh, I used to love boxing.
Oh, is it?
You know, when you get to the black guy with the bald head, he was just impossible. Oh. He was so fucking tough.
I was never, I never did the boxing thing.
What were you? I bet you were like a tennis guy.
Bowling, bruh.
Ooh. Good form.
Form. My leg always flicked at the end.
Yeah, you have to hold it at the end as well until it gets to the end. And then
exactly. Yeah. So it's just.
It's a strike.
And the hand comes back in. Yeah. Solid. Yeah, one hernia, man. Oh my God, bruh. This makes. Jesus damn, man.
Wait, let's skip ahead.
Big jump from 4 to 3.
Okay.
Big jump. So Wii Sports was 82.9 million.
Copies sold.
Yep.
Okay.
Number three, 175 million. So this ain't right. This ain't a legit list. 175 million, Grand Theft Auto 5.
No, that makes sense.
That makes so much sense. It's such a good game.
It is good. And it's still going like 15, 10 years later, whatever it is.
Must be at least 10 years, isn't it?
It's still, I think it's number three on most Twitch streamed.
Yeah.
And it just never gets boring.
I didn't play that game for maybe at least 5 years. Mm. Re-downloaded it the other day and still freaking bangs. Such a good game.
We need to do some of the playlists as well. That's one of the ones that we're getting on the gaming channel.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Nice and easy. Start some businesses. Play some of the little sub games.
Yeah. See me mess things up. Stir it up a little bit. Get some prozzies.
I knew you were going to say that.
Why?
Well, of course. We're an ally, bruh. We don't buy into that sort of thing.
I didn't. The other day, I got a prozzy. Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then all I did was beat her up, take her money back, and then I ran away.
Cool.
Obviously talking about GTA 5.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, obviously.
Just for Jesus content. Christ. But I don't know why. Everyone does that, bruh.
No, I'm not going to act like I'm above it. I'm not going to act like I don't do it every single time. But I haven't picked up a prozzy as a man. I used to do it when I was younger, you know, when I was more immature.
But nowadays, in GTA? Yeah.
I would never get a real life prostitute. No. That's a very slippery slope.
Yeah, 100%. Everyone does it, man. You get a prozzy, mm-hmm. you beat him up, take your money back, and you just move to the next one.
You don't beat them up. You kill them quickly and efficiently as they get out of the car. I know when I was younger, I used to like Molotov them and stuff, but...
Yeah. You know what? That's one thing that I miss. There's not many Molotov cocktails in GTA anymore.
Is it not?
No, not really. I don't think so anyway.
I suppose when you got like sticky bombs and...
homing launchers and all of those
flying
sort of
bikes
things.
With missiles on them.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It's a whole other sort of game now.
But they
should bring some old school stuff back like that.
They should.
I wouldn't mind a horse. Can you get a horse?
Oh, that would be cool. I don't think you can.
Horse and
I know you
suit.
Can turn into like a cat and a seagull, but...
What?
I think you go out to the desert and you eat a mushroom somewhere or a cactus and then you turn into...
What the
an
hell?
Animal for a little bit.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, yeah, like I said, I haven't played this game for 5 years, so I'm very new to it.
We'll get into it, bruh.
Yeah.
Cannot
remember it at all. Oh, number two. I've really wanted to get into this game.
Mm-hmm.
I just never wanted to pay for it. So I've never got into it.
Fair.
238 million copies sold as of April 21. Minecraft.
Yeah.
Apparently, it seems like it would be my sort of game. Like
it would be, you would love it.
Like just building.
Building
what,
stuff.
What have you played it?
I played it at uni. Yeah, I played it when it was free. That's how long ago I played it. It was still in beta. And
that would have been my sort of thing.
It is just so simple and fun. It doesn't look like it should be fun. Yeah. I think because it's all pixelated, people sort of turn their nose up at
it. Yeah, 100%. That's what I did. But it's pixelated. I was like, nah, I'm not about that pixelated life.
Nah, it's all about graphics these days. But I think that's part of the charm. And there's a lot of it's a lot like GTA as well, where it never gets boring. And there's just so much you can do in it. It's the way that it spawns you in and you have nothing.
Yeah.
And then, you punch some trees, you get wood, and then you use that wood to make sticks, and then you use those sticks to make a pickaxe, and then you mine down and you build a house, you build these resources, and then you start exploring. And the world is infinite. So you'll be in a forest to start maybe, and then as you walk down, it'll go to a desert, and then there'll be swamps. There's horses and pigs and all these
Is it open world? So where my house is, your house is there?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Bro, you could do it where say you started a game.
Yeah.
You just press down W and there'll be mountains and stuff. But let's just say you walked forwards for 3 days.
Yeah.
And then I joined your server.
Yeah.
And I walked the other way for 3 days.
Yeah.
It's all the same game.
Oh,
everything's
swear.
Happening at the same time.
No way.
It's huge. So people have made these huge online lobbies of 10,000 people. And
wow.
And it goes on for, I think people have walked for days and days and days before they
really?
Got to the end.
That's
and even then they've extended it. It's huge.
I would love to walk to your house or your building or whatever you create and just pickaxe it.
Well, that's the downside to Minecraft, because everybody ends up getting TNT and just blowing up everyone's house.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. I had a big server in uni and we all had a really big community. Everyone was making their... I was making an underwater house because my laptop wasn't very good, so I could only see so far. Okay, so I was like, I'm just going to build. I want peace with everyone.
I'll
give you resources. Just leave me alone. And then this guy joined and he blew up my house.
What a guy.
I was so pissed off. I was like, where does he live?
It's how
where does he live in real life?
Yeah, it's how villains are created.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to be careful with it.
Fucking nerd. I don't even know you, bro.
It's you, man.
Yeah, you're big on That's Minecraft, rough. But I'll see you in the block.
Yeah, I'll see you in the streets, son.
Yeah, boy.
I mean, by the swing.
It's really good, though. We should play it. It's fun.
You literally hit the nail on the head there. It's the pixelated thing that really messes me.
But I think...
why don't they just make a non-pixelated version, a smooth version?
Do you know what they do? Clean. They have a bit where you can put some shaders on and you put in you download graphics packs
and then
everything will look like the most beautiful you've ever seen.
Oh, really? Okay.
You could probably do that on your computer.
Yeah.
I can't
hack
it on mine. I'll stick with the pixels.
Oh, right.
But
we
should look into that. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be quite cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And number one. Over 521 million copies sold.
Don't say Fortnite.
Tetris.
Well, there we go.
There we go.
Nice.
That is actually a very nice ending.
That is nice. Thank God they didn't say Fortnite.
I wonder when actually... it actually says here. Initial release date of Tetris, 1984.
84?
An 80s game.
Nice.
That ends up winning the whole thing.
That was a golden age.
I'm not 100% sure how accurate that list is.
I like the way it went, though.
But I enjoy that Tetris one. Because I feel like if Fortnite won, I'll be a bit upset about it.
It would be a bit underwhelming. I know any kids listening are probably like, oh my God, but it's such a good game.
Oh my God, Fortnite. There's a llama in it, a colourful llama. Shut up,
you know, it was really good. It was really good at one point. I played it initially and...
It's a good
game. There wasn't
game.
Like such a huge skill gap.
Yeah. I remember, after
a few months, it'd be like people just explode out of the ground and have a tower.
I'm up top.
And then it's just not fun anymore.
Yeah.
And that's part of the reason why I think COD isn't fun either, because some people are just so good at it, then it's just like, fuck's sake.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, I mean, in Fortnite anyway, the only thing that I was good at was shooting.
Yeah.
I couldn't really do the building thing. Nowhere near how other people could do it, because, like you said, people go straight to the top super quickly and just ping you down with a launcher or something like that. Whereas I was the sort of scared type who would try and kill a few people, hide in a bush.
Yeah.
Kill a few people.
That's the way I feel like it's meant to be played. There's the initial rush for stuff. And then if you survive the chaos, It's like a zombie outbreak.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
and then, yeah, it brings it. It was such a simple game, so good. I think there is a no build feature on it now.
Oh, is there?
Yeah, they have like a game type where you can just do straight shooting.
I wouldn't mind if they actually brought out another zombie game. I feel like they don't really do that much anymore. There was that big sort of push with like Dying Light.
Dying Light, World I was going to say Z. That. Yep.
I don't know.
If we're going into our favorite games now.
Oh, right.
I'll lead with Days Gone. Have you ever seen that one? That's the best zombie game I've ever played.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it's good. It's like you're a biker in, I think it's the American wilderness somewhere. It's like Colorado kind of thing. All foresty. And you're there with your, I think he's your brother. And you...
Days Gone.
Bro, it's so good. You go around scavenging for...
I get scared, though. That's the problem.
It's quite a scary game.
Yeah. It might be funny to watch, but it'll be a lot of like screaming and stuff for myself, so... Mm.
If it was multiplayer, it'd be perfect.
Oh, is it not?
I don't think they're going to do a second one because sales weren't initially that good, but then it's slowly built up a massive fan base.
I'm surprised Last of Us is not on there now that they've got a little TV series out.
Yeah.
I know, I've still never played Last of Us anyway.
A lot of people say that Last of Us was the best game that they've ever played.
Dang, son.
And I watched a playthrough because I didn't have a PlayStation at the time and it was good.
You watched the game.
Yeah.
You watch someone play it.
Do you know what? People watch people play football. So what's so bad about me watching someone play a game?
Whoa!
You're right. Do you know what? I was very snappy there. I regret my tone. I just didn't like the way your face is looking, like the judgment. So I preempted it. Hey.
If you want to watch it, bro, you can watch it.
I'll watch whatever I want.
Yeah, I know you can.
I'll watch it whenever I want.
Oh, man.
I would like to play it.
Bro, I love watching people play games.
Yeah.
The easiest thing to watch is Escape from Tarkov. Love watching Escape from Tarkov.
It stresses me out.
I don't like playing it. Stresses me out.
Yeah.
I love watching it.
I think the guy runs too... It's too realistic. I think
it's
that's what
so
it is.
So realistic.
That's what I don't like about it.
Yes, because
it's just all so slow. It's like just do like just a really fast sprint, like you've got unlimited stamina and then blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
We should get into that as well.
Yeah, we should,
have that downloaded.
Yeah, we do, yeah. It's just such a stressful game. Such a stressful game.
So stressful.
One of my favorite games was... oh, my God. It was like that Shogun Warrior or something like that.
Was that like one of the top-down strategy games?
Shogun Warrior. Oh, man, I can't remember what it was called. Dynasty Warrior.
Oh, Dynasty Warriors was so good, yes.
Dynasty Warrior, oh my God.
I loved that game.
Yeah, me and my brothers like banged that out, man. It was such a good game.
I think I got in at Dynasty Warriors 5.
I can't remember what it was.
That was quality.
But it was such a great game. Well, what other games did I really like? GTA, like Vice City, San Andreas, blitz through all of those bad boys.
Classics.
Classic, classic, classic.
Did you ever play Bioshock?
No.
You'd hate it. It's super scary.
Oh,
but it's like an underwater city and then all these scientists higher-ups have made a city down there and it all gets a bit crazy.
Why do people like playing scary things? I don't get it.
Well, it's not...
Or even watching scary films.
It's not built as a horror game, but it's like, you know, people jump out and stuff.
Yeah,
And there'll be certain bits where there's like, you know, waxwork figures and like, oh, that one wasn't there before. And then he like moves.
Bruh.
That's crazy.
I remember when I watched a film. What did I watch with? So I watched a film with my friend.
Mm.
Drag Me to Hell, I think it was.
Yep.
Super scary film. For me anyway, don't judge. Super, super scary.
Yeah.
And I was like literally screaming while I'm watching this film. It was so, so bad. And then I had to drive somewhere and it was, I just kept looking in the rear view mirror. And I just kept thinking, oh my God, someone's going to be in my back seats. It's over. It's
scary. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The paranoia that set, and I don't know why I've got this paranoia when it comes to scary films, but it freaks me out because I just think it's going to happen to me. I'm not like
naturally
but like normally I wouldn't. I'll just drive it at any time of the night. It doesn't matter. Makes no difference. But you watch a scary film and it fucks with me.
I had that with The Fourth Kind.
No, I'm
okay with ghosts and the devil and stuff. But if there's anything to do with aliens, yeah. I'm a little puss.
Oh,
I can't hack aliens.
Oh, what? As in like paranormal?
No, like So Paranormal Activity.
That scared the shit out of me.
I was the wrong age for that. That did scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Because also they were like, oh, this is real.
Yeah.
And that was at the age where I was still thinking WWE was real. So I was like, well, this could be real.
I thought it was real. All my mates told me, this is real. This is a like a live live film kind of thing.
That's what I thought.
And I watched it and I shit myself.
Yeah, because you're if you believe it, then it's like, well, this is evidence.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just watching.
How is no one talking about this?
Yeah, yeah, bro, I fully believed it. The day I watched it with my mates, I couldn't sleep at mine. It was late night. I had to drive to my girlfriend at the time's house to go to sleep.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
You know you're vulnerable if you go to baby girl's house. I'm so like, scared. Hold me.
Yeah, please hold me.
I'm Little Spoon all night.
Yeah, bro. It was so bad. I'm such a pussy. And then it's to the stage of where I'm scared of having... I don't have any children for anyone that...
Wait, what film did this?
No.
Drag Me to Hell?
Just all sort of films.
Okay.
Just all sort of horror films. Yeah. Is that I'm scared of having a girl.
A little girl.
A little girl. Because if they... if I wake up one day and they're just sort of standing at the bottom of my bed, I'm going to freak the fuck
out.
That's
a guarantee.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And I'm going to have to... bang! I'm going to freaking kick her straight in the face.
Learn the hard way.
What? Just every... Yeah, don't stand at the bottom
of
the bed.
Honey, I've told you don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. You know daddy's a pussy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, fair.
But yeah, Fourth Kind, I think I slept with a knife by my bed.
Is it?
For months, bro. Because it's aliens. It could be real.
Well, I don't know what Fourth Kind is. What is it?
It's another one of the sort of like, oh, this is based on real events. And they take videos and stuff. And they even have, if I remember right, they have like... experts coming in and saying, the language that she's using here is reminiscent of, you know, Floppy Doppy or something like that. It's it was so scary.
Have you ever done a Ouija board?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, I did one in Canada.
Oh, I think we spoke about this,
didn't we? And I was moving the thing around.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's all a Ouija board is.
Brad, literally the other day, what day? So we're Thursday today. I think it was on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So okay. So I played a nice friendly game of Monopoly. We spoke about this the other day, innit?
Yeah.
So that was I played a nice friendly game of Monopoly, and I kept rolling 12s.
Nice.
Yeah. Which we started getting freaky because
so sixes.
Yeah, sixes after sixes after
it's
sixes.
Devil's number.
Just literally bang, 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 and to the stage where I ended up kept going into jail because I just kept rolling these double sixes, double sixes, double sixes.
Nice.
Constantly, and it was either double sixes or double threes. So I kept I really hope that like I'm good.
Yeah.
But then
I got you that good holy water, bro.
Well, bruh, I think I'm gonna have to like bless myself when I get home or something.
Do it, yeah.
Because on Tuesday I woke up at 3:33.
No way.
What
do you think it all means,
bro? I don't want to know what it means.
How are you feeling? Good.
I feel
a little spicy,
bro. Not gonna lie, I've been a little bit on edge. Been a little bit scared because I literally woke up in the middle of the night and I was like, because I thought, oh, maybe it's close to my alarm.
Yeah.
Looked on my phone and I was like, oh god, it's 3:33. Oh fuck. It's like because I think it's called like the witching hour or something like that. Oh man, I already know now I'm going to be scared on the drive home. This ain't going to be good.
Scary, bruh.
It's going to be scary.
Double check that back seat and anytime you stop at a red light.
Don't say that, bruh.
As well. She's there. She's waiting.
Bro, you know what? Yeah, even on the way here,
yeah,
I started getting a bit scared. I don't even know why.
It's fine.
I don't know what it is.
Did you charge your crystals?
Bro, I've put a crystal at the front of my door.
Yeah.
I don't even know what crystal is. I don't know what it does. I don't know anything. I checked, made sure my holy water is nice and straight up and everything.
Yeah.
Don't know why.
But what have you done recently?
I've been nothing but good, bruh. I'm always good. I'm always good. I'm always like positive energy. I don't do anything bad. I'm not a negative guy.
Maybe he's just trying to tempt you.
Oh, maybe, you know.
It might just be a test.
Yeah.
Just be a test.
Yeah, thanks, bruh.
No worries.
Yeah. Maybe it's that. Maybe I've been too good.
Yeah, it's just seeing, like, is this genuine or is he, you know?
Yeah.
Is he on that slippery slope?
Can I bring him back to the dark side?
Nice.
I don't know.
Not getting you.
I don't know.
But anyway.
We need to get away from this, bruh.
Other games. I'm going to go ahead and say Hollow Knight.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
It's a...
Why do you play such random games?
That's like a... quite a cult classic, I believe.
Okay.
It's relatively modern. You know, it came out after the 2000s. It's a platformer game, really nice soundtrack.
Okay.
so many levels to it. Like, it expands so much.
I just remembered.
Go.
Command and Conquer.
Oh my God, that was a good game.
Oh my God, that was
that game was lit, blood.
That was so good.
That was such good
oh
game.
Oh my God, Command and Conquer Red Alert, I think it was that I played.
Yes, I think I was Tiberium Sun.
Oh my God, I played that as well. Tiberius, yeah. Oh my God.
That was like the OG one.
That was sick.
That was. I was never good enough to complete
it. These are such good memories, man.
That's a core memory.
Bro, we
should play
I don't want to be ages to you.
All right.
But I don't remember. I remember playing the first original GTA. Did you ever play the first? You probably
no,
did.
I think I remember GTA 2.
Oh, right, okay.
That an older kid.
Bruh, the GTA, my first memory of GTA was, it was a top-down view.
Yeah.
And it was just that little, like, it was just like a little dot that you'd go around and just kill people, just a top-down view. And
I remember that, yeah.
You couldn't see a person, you couldn't see nothing, it was just...
Wild how far it's come.
Oh my God, it's crazy. What else did I... Colin McRae Rally, loved that game.
Okay.
Rally cars just... It makes me feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it's all coming back to me now. Need for Speed Underground. What a game. Any like gamers, drivers out there, Need for Speed Underground was so, so good. It got everyone into the car scene.
Underground. I think I did Need for Speed Carbon.
Yeah, that's why you're
that's the
you.
One. Yeah.
That is why you're you.
Yeah, you're right, man. Yeah, you know? That's why I turned out this
yeah,
way.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you get public transport. that is why.
It's environmentally friendly, bruh.
How?
I'm just trying to defend myself.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Yeah. You look like one of those guys who go to work on a pogo stick. I swear that's what you look like. You look like...
Wow, just for playing Need for Speed Carbon.
Yeah, that is
I don't like the way you're speaking to me today, bruh. We're saying such nice things to each other last week.
Oh,
look at you.
God, is the devil tempting me?
It is.
Oh, my
it is,
God.
It's projecting onto me.
Yeah. Well, Road Rash. You might be too young for that.
I don't remember that one.
Road Rash was fantastic. Another... I'm using the word fantastic loads.
You are.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's one of those fantastic days.
I'm going to throw in Crash Bandicoot for a bit of fantastic.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The original.
Spyro, bruh.
Spyro.
Oh, my God.
That was such a good game. Me and my
sister
used to play that
Crash
so
now,
much.
I think
I used to prefer Spyro. It was just a bit more... Like, you can run around. It was a bit free roam.
Yeah, it was.
Not
yeah,
massively,
yeah.
But...
The only bit I used to love about Spyro was... Because I think it might have been, like, one of the first sort of games where you could actually sort of, like, fly a little bit.
Yeah, you could glide.
And when you used to glide, it was just like, oh, I'm gliding.
That felt nice.
Yeah, that was a nice feeling. Mm. What else did I play? Gran Turismo was obviously one of the originals.
Nice one.
Everyone hopefully played that. Did you play? I bet you didn't. You probably didn't.
I dabbled with it, but I was never really that into racing games. Yeah. I'm more of a shoot...
You're more of a walking
shoot,
guy.
Laser sword kind of guy.
Yeah. Oyster card. Tapper.
Fuck well, you.
Oh my God, was it Driver? I bet you didn't even play that either.
I did see that one. I'm not a car guy.
No.
I'm not a car guy. You're trying to put all these car games onto me and you're a batty boy. You don't play any of them. That's ridiculous.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We don't use words like that, bro.
No, you're right. We don't.
Yeah. No, bro. Seriously, you never played like Driver or Taxi or anything like that?
I played Crazy Taxi.
Crazy Taxi, that's the one.
That was a good game.
Oh, okay.
That was nice.
But
there was an objective behind that.
Yeah,
it wasn't just like drive really fast.
Yeah, no.
Beat the other car around the road.
Like when I played it, I was like, oh my God, I'm driving really fast. Whereas you was like, oh, a mode of transport.
I'm providing a service.
Where can I take this guy humbly very quickly?
I think you were just like pretending like you were driving that car. So that's the joy that you got from
you
for me, I knew I was going to hate driving even as an adult.
Yeah, yeah. You was pretending you was the passenger.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
I did play a little bit of... it's not FIFA, it's the other one.
Pro Evo?
Pro Evo, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, a little bit. And I was never very good at it, so I never got into it.
It
was in Dubai as well, so no one really cared about soccer.
Oh, right. Oh, I mean, yeah, I played Pro Evo for many years, and then they lost their licensing or something like that.
Did they?
And then it went... And then everyone converted to FIFA. And so anyway. I was into FIFA for many years, even though I generally do not care about football. Mm-hmm. I know nothing about football. The only time it seemed like I knew about football was when I played FIFA. And I'll be like, oh my God, yeah, he's a good player. Yeah, yeah. He's really fast and stuff like this, blah, blah, blah. That's only because I play FIFA.
Saw the numbers, yeah.
Saw the stats on his little card.
You're going to walk the walk.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That's all it was.
Did you ever play Skyrim?
No, I didn't.
Elder Scrolls. That was, I spent 300 hours on Skyrim.
Wowza.
That's the biggest, longest game I've ever played.
Wowza. Yeah. Nah, bruh. I mean, my game at the moment that I still play is War Thunder.
Nice.
Great game. Such a knowledgeable game. I love it.
Yep.
Love it. Tanks, aircrafts, things that are fast, bullets, guns, everything. Love Easy. It. Love it. Love it.
I'm on that Battlefield hype at the moment.
Oh.
And then we should say Rocket League as well.
Oh my God.
Battle cars.
Rocket. What up, people?
What up?
We're diamonds.
Looking at a couple of diamonds right now.
Yeah. How do we look, eh? Eh?
Like diamonds.
Yeah. Do you like diamonds?
Diamond hands, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at those little diamond hands.
Huge.
Anyway, bruh. Yeah. I thought I'd drop you a little bit of news that might interest you, actually.
Oh, go on then.
As where are you from? I always forget.
I'm from here. What do you mean?
Oh, so, where do you originate from? Are you Cypriot? Cyprus?
Well, yeah, half Cypriot.
Corfu?
Half Cypriot.
Malta.
Cyprus. Cyprus.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
On, spit it out.
Okay. So I'm not 100% sure if this is something that you would like, but it seems this might come across a little bit racist.
Okay.
There's a chance.
Right. Trigger warning.
Yeah, there's a chance. Starbucks launches olive oil coffee in Italy. Hey? Hey, Cypriot? Is olive oil your thing?
I mean, I like olive oil, yeah, but...
Yeah, there you go.
In coffee.
I don't know, bruh.
I don't see it.
Don't you lot put it everywhere?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, well, there you go.
They do find a way to put it in almost everything, but in coffee, I just... No.
Well, so Starbucks launches olive oil coffee in Italy, and it's coming to the UK next, bruh.
Okay.
There you go.
To be fair, if it's good enough for the Italians, then it's probably good
well,
coffee.
Yeah, there you go, yeah. There's a lot of words in here that... cannot say, but chief executive said the idea struck him when he adopted the Italian custom of taking a daily spoonful of olive oil while traveling in Sicily last year. Oh. Do the Italians F with olive oil better than you, bruh?
I wouldn't say that they F with it better, because, I mean, it's literally our biggest thing.
Is it?
Yeah, I think everybody out there has like a little olive farm, and they have olive oil up the arse and blah, 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 blah. They use it for everything. It's like, did you just get mauled by a bear? Just put some olive oil in it. It's just like, do you think this needs salt? No, it needs olive oil.
Olive oil.
Olive oil on everything.
Oh, right. Oh.
Every product probably has olive oil in it, even if it doesn't need it.
It's just so expensive.
It is.
That's literally the only reason I don't use it.
I think over there, obviously, everybody has one, so...
It's just... Oh, I wonder... Do they just call it oil there?
No, they call it olive oil.
Oh, they call it olive
oil? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
You know it's that good stuff.
Well, I've always, like, been curious about that, because you always... You know, like we say, oh, yeah, I'm going to get Chinese food.
Yeah.
In China, they must just call it food, right?
Yeah.
Mad, isn't it?
It is mad.
Like, oh...
I think...
Do you say...
No, well, no, to be fair, I've heard that... You know, Chinese food isn't Chinese food. It's not authentic stuff. So maybe when they say, like, oh, I'm going to go get Chinese food, they mean the westernized Chinese food that we have as takeaway, when really they're having Chinese food.
But do they say that? Yeah. We're going to go get some Chinese food.
I don't know.
Because then it's just like saying, you want to go get... No, that's, I don't know. That's...
I'm going to put this out on TikTok.
Yeah,
any Chinese
me,
people,
man.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Because that's a good question.
That's a tricky one.
That sounded like a silly question at first. Yeah, that's a good, genuine question.
That's a deep question. When they're there, do they type in Chinese food on Just Eat?
Yeah, it must be an option for...
But Chinese food is just food there.
Yeah. Whoa, you've baffled me.
I know, this has really confused me, bro.
It's like a paradox.
Yeah. She, do you want some... You won't, because they're not going to say, oh, do you want some Chinese food, son? Because then
I reckon
they'll be like, that's just food. No?
I reckon they have some sort of like derogatory term for it where they're like, you know, that Western. Oh,
do you want some Chinese food?
They have like Western Chinese food in air quotes.
Oh my God.
It's got to be something like that.
They'll put a geezer accent on just to take a piss. Yeah. Oh, like they'll be talking like, you know, no, I'm not going to do
I
know.
I was like, please don't. Okay, go on.
Yeah, all right.
Just get it out. So they're going to be like, if it's bad.
Oh, you have a good day at school. Yeah, what you want for dinner? You want some Chinese food, son? One of those sons. Just, you look like you want some Chinese food. What do you want?
Like they'll just like take the piss in it.
That's made me very nervous.
I can imagine. Surely they must do it.
I reckon they do it in an American accent.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe. Who knows? Maybe.
Yeah.
We do it. Everyone does it.
What, with a geezer voice?
No, everyone does a geezer voice. A lot
we're
of people
to do it.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people do, you know, like sort of in a joke way, like I just did, like a Chinese accent voice.
I would never.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
I'm not Asian, bro. I can't get away with that. I'm a white man. I'm a straight white man.
Oh, okay.
You're not allowed to slip.
Really? Do you feel like that?
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm allowed to make. I'm not.
Go on.
I haven't got as much lenience as you have. No.
Do it.
No. I'm going to go on with my news.
Do an Indian accent, bruh.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Come on, big man.
No.
okay. No. Fair.
Right, I'm going on with my news.
Oh, do you need some like
this is
comfort?
This is a prop.
okay,
so.
You're going to throw it at me or something?
Will you shut up and let me do what I need to do?
Okay, good.
That's the devil in you, bruh.
The devil in you
is trying to make you interrupt me.
There must have been a lot of sugar in that drink.
San Pellegrino, yeah?
Yeah.
It's good shit. Anyway, recently, there's been a lot of talk about finding a ninth planet.
But ain't that just standard? We've got loads of planets, bro.
No, we've got eight planets. And they think that they might...
Oh, in our solar system.
In our solar system, yeah.
You didn't finish it.
Apologies, bro. So recently, there's been a lot of talk that there might be a ninth planet in our solar system.
Hmm? Why might?
Because it's hypothetical. They haven't found it yet. They think it's going to be somewhere between the Kuiper Belt and the Oort Cloud. Which is like on the edge of the solar system, they've got the Kuiper Belt.
Okay.
The big asteroids.
Why do you know this stuff?
Field. Because I like this stuff. Space stuff. It's cool. So, yeah, say that's the sun.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, we got all the planets here.
Yeah.
In between all the planets, we have the asteroid.
Do you know the names of them?
Yeah, like Earth, Neptune, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. So the bait ones. Yeah.
Yeah, all the ones that we know. And, and then we have the Kuiper Belt, which is the asteroids on the edge of the solar system, or like after the planets.
Yeah.
And then outside of that, we have the Oort Cloud, which is like another ring of asteroids, which is between the planets and the edge of the solar system. And in between that, there's all these other small bodies of, you know, dwarf planets and asteroids and stuff. But they think that somewhere in there is another giant planet.
Swear.
Something around the time... It's about the size of Neptune. It's 6 to 20 times the mass of Earth.
But why do they think that, though?
Because all the other planets and asteroids, they orbit around the sun.
Yeah.
This is the sun. They orbit around it like that.
Yeah.
And they'll go like close to the sun and then they'll come out.
They'll oscillate.
But there's a few objects out in the Kuiper Belt, the far reaches, that instead of going like that, they go more like that.
Oh, right, okay.
So they think that there's something out there which is gravitational pull is dragging these objects away from the sun and in a different direction.
Oh.
And this is similar to how they found Neptune, I think it was. Yeah. So it would be the first time we found a large world to join the solar system since the discovery of Neptune, which is like in the 1800s, I think it was.
Swear.
And it was forecast by its gravitational influence on Uranus. So they only figured out that it was there because
don't talk about my anus.
I knew you were going to make a silly joke. So silly, bruh. So immature. So yeah, they think it's 6 to 10 times the mass of Earth. It's either going to be a really rocky Earth or a very small gaseous Neptune.
Imagine if people are living there, bruh.
I had this little thing of like, imagine if there's a little alien civilization there. Because they think that it goes around the sun every 7,000 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So like really, really long orbit. Because it's really far out.
I know it's going to sound stupid, yeah?
Yeah.
But we go around the sun every 24 hours, right?
No, every year.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. And then I think Neptune is like a good.
I'll edit that bout, yeah.
Yeah. Edit. And So it's 25. It's 20 times further from the sun. So it's harder to spot 20 times further from the sun than Neptune. And Neptune is like the far out.
Yeah.
And
wasn't there those big planets that are like silly big?
Yeah, there are really huge planets, but not in our solar system.
Oh, okay. Like the ones that with the funny names, like blah blah blah, big daddy. And
yeah,
stuff
yeah,
like.
Yeah. They've just got like crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's it? Alpha Centauri is one of
them.
Yeah,
yeah, all of that sort of stuff. Yeah, yeah. They're huge, right?
Like, that one's sort of like an Earth size.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Earth size because apparently it's one of the ones that's in the Goldilocks zone and it might be just right for life. But there are ones that are just enormous. I mean, like Jupiter.
Yeah.
Big boy.
Oh, okay. All right.
But yeah, they have very small windows of opportunity to look for it. And because it's so far out, it's not going to reflect as much sunlight as some of the other things in our solar system that we find quite easily. Mm. So at the moment, it's all hypothetical. But they found a moon out there the other day, I believe, and they think that that's going to help them locate or narrow down the search to the right bit of the sky. How cool would that be?
Imagine.
It's 2023 and we're finding a new planet.
Shotgun, name it after me.
They can't. Oh. It has to be named after a Roman mythical god, and the person that finds it is the one that's allowed to pick.
Damn.
I know.
Oh.
But I thought that was quite cool. Also, because they named Mercury because of the speed that it goes around the sun after the messenger god.
Okay.
They named Jupiter, obviously, because it was king of the gods and Jupiter is the biggest.
Why are you saying obviously? I don't know that.
Yeah, Jupiter, I don't know. I thought people knew that Jupiter was the big boy. Yeah. And then Neptune, he's blue, and that's god of the sea.
Oh, right, okay. I thought that was Poseidon.
Yeah, but they use the Roman names.
Oh, sorry.
The Romans like copied the
apologies,
the
sir.
Greek ones, sort of, and then yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, after that massive knowledge bomb, shall we go to some question time, sir?
Let's do a bit of question time.
I'm not gonna lie, I saw this and I thought this was a bit mad.
Okay.
I will start. I might put on a.
I will start. I will begin.
I will begin right now. I might put on a like a question time voice. Welcome to question time.
Lovely.
Dear the Book of Bra.
Don't do that for the whole thing, please.
No? No.
Don't think so.
All right, cool. Dear the Book of Bra, I'm a widow, yet my son shames me for pleasuring myself. And I'd like to just say that there's a picture of two guys. There's a lot of questions here already. That even I have.
Pause.
Why does the sun know? Why does it?
Are we doing this one?
Yeah, bruh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Is that? That's why you tried to say pause.
Oh, that's why I tried to say pause because I was like, "What the hell is that?"
Bruh, right, you can't stop this train going. Dear the Book of Bruh, being an old age pensioner hasn't. I've never heard of this word.
Oh, I don't know. Vito.
Hasn't quelled my Vito. Appetite. Why?
What? You're about to talk about a granny finger banging herself. I know you are.
No.
Not finger banging. Dildo.
No.
She's got the bunny ears.
No, bruh.
It's fine.
No way. I'm not that guy.
All right, let's see where it goes.
Being an old age pensioner hasn't quelled my appetite for porn or masturbation.
Fucking hell.
But when I've mentioned this to a good friend and my son, they seem shocked, and they've even told me I'll damage my health.
This is not real.
This is just
I'm just going to go ahead
and believe this.
Say this is not real.
This can't be real.
Carry on, though.
He's 70. So I'm a 73-year-old widower. My wife died 5 years ago.
Okay, it's a bloke.
It's a I said this. The picture.
I thought it was
guys,
a granny. Oh, thank God.
I said this
thank
already.
Goodness. All right, that's marginally better, I guess. So I'm interrupting. Yeah, let's just hear
right.
it. Let's hear it.
Whatever tickles your fancy.
This is stressing
bruh.
Me out.
We always had a very active sex life. Nobody will ever replace her, and I'm not. That's sweet. To be fair, mm-hmm. I like that. Nobody will ever replace that, and I'm not looking to find love again.
Okay.
However, I do miss sex. At 73, he misses sex. What a bad man.
Oof. Nothing else to do.
I don't know if mine will work at that age. And oh my god. I know what you mean. How I don't particularly feel 100% comfortable saying this. Maybe I'll change. I'm going to change the word that I don't like to something friendly.
Sure.
I now stroke my puppy daily.
Stroke my puppy. Go on then. Yeah, carry on.
Yeah. And I stroke my puppy daily while watching the stars.
Porn. Oh, right. Okay.
It brings me relief and satisfaction. Is there anything wrong with this, or am I going to injure myself? The thought of giving up physical pleasures forever really depresses me. What should I do?
Right, I'm going to start by saying that whoever's copied and pasted that in, you're a joker.
This is mad.
I don't think this is a real issue at all.
This
but
is
you know what?
So mad.
We're going to answer it like it is one.
At 73 years old.
Yeah, so 73-year-old man.
You boss man.
No, I think in films and stuff, when there's old people in the homes, they always say that they're going at it. I think there's nothing else to do but pop Viagra and just go nuts.
Yeah, but this dude's popping Viagra and then petting his dog.
Yeah, I do think that you are going to definitely hurt your neck by looking up at the stars while you bang one out.
that's so mad.
What was the question? He thinks he's going to hurt
himself.
He thinks he's wrong for doing this. Where did you lot find this?
He thinks he's wrong for doing it, but I think why not? You're not harming anyone.
I think you're wrong.
And why does your son know?
You're wrong for telling your son.
That's so wrong.
What sort of conversation was that?
Yeah. Unless the son just discovered his collection of puppy
porn.
Puppy sites. Yeah.
Puppy star.
Yeah.
Stuff.
But if he didn't discover it, why does he know?
He sounded like he said, I discussed it with my older friend and my son.
Oh, maybe just like a...
So I reckon they were pub. Down the pub and yeah, he was like, do you know what? Yeah, I really like that. Angela White. She's tidy.
Yeah, I don't know who... I don't know porn star names and stuff, but...
You know her face. She's quite famous.
I think if you're not hurting anyone, why not? You're 73, man.
If you've only got yourself to hurt, then...
Yeah. Stroke those puppies away. Really? Why not? He doesn't want to fall in love again. If he doesn't want to fall in love again at the age of 73, I'm only imagining that he was with his wife for, you know, like 50 years. Do you know what I mean? I'm imagining that sort of scenario. Like, he's been with his, you know, lifelong partner for his whole life.
Yeah.
Bro, I'll be the same, I think.
Yeah.
If I'm like 8 years old and I've been with the same woman for 50 years or whatever, I ain't going to want someone else.
It's true.
So just
true. It's probably hard to find like a start fresh at that age.
Yeah, maybe. Exactly. Yeah, and hopefully you got a good collection of like stuff that she left for you, maybe.
And so you can wank over her dress or something.
Hey, pup petties. Pup.
Sorry, yeah. Pet puppies. Stroke the puppy to her clothes, her old dusty clothes.
No, like pictures or something, innit?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, not clothes, bro. Who does that?
He's 73, so 2023. So he, what, 1950s? Maybe he met her in the...
Yeah, but she only died 5 years ago, bro.
Yeah, I know. Oh, 5 years. Okay.
Yeah. So he might
probably got a flip phone.
Yeah, Facebook profile.
A couple of pixelated ones on
there. Yeah, exactly. Nice. Yeah. Why not, man? Do it. Go ham, bro.
Honestly, I can't remember anything... about this question or what you want. Yeah, just do your thing, man.
Do your thing. Enjoy it.
Enjoy it.
Enjoy it. Put some music on. Put some tunes on that you and your missus used to like to listen to. That used to like stroking the puppy together with.
Whoever sent that in, you're a joker.
Yeah, you're a messed up individual, you are.
Where'd you find that?
Yeah. It's
cool,
true, though, isn't it?
That's cool, though. Hey, we appreciate you writing in on the Google Forms.
Thanks, man.
Thanks. Appreciate that, because that was weird.
But
it was good.
Yeah. I feel like a different person now. That's going to change me for a
little bit. Yeah, I'm ashamed to say that I'm going to think about that a lot tonight.
Yeah.
That's going to bother me for a little while.
Oh, for real. Oh, man. Well, on that note, guys.
Yeah.
On that note. Eh?
Yeah.
On that note.
On that note.
It's been lovely.
It has.
I hope you've enjoyed this one. We'll see you next week
on the Flippy Flap.
Peace.
Peace.